This is 88.1 WVPE, and joining me this morning is Dr. Steve Tallheimer, the superintendent of the Elkhart Community Schools. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Ken. How are you today?
Oh, I'm real good. It hardly seems possible, but we're already back to the point where students are back in classes.
Yes, the summer went by very quickly as we were doing programs with partners like Summerscape and the Parks Department and Lifeline and some other organizations to mitigate learning loss over the summer with a variety of programs and more summer school than we've offered in a long time as a district. So we arrived at the start of school pretty quickly.
I understand that this year especially has some exciting changes and things happening for the students.
Yeah, so our main hallmark event is the final merger and completion of our schools of study for the Elkhart High School. So this year, the grades 10 through 12 will be housed within their six schools of study on the West Campus, among the former Memorial High School building, the new ETI building, and at the Career Center. So those six schools of study will allow students to be able to pursue their high school credits through courses that emphasize their areas of interest. So if, for example, you're interested in business and international relations, you choose that school, or arts communications or natural resources. So we were very pleased that a vast majority of staff members and students received either their first or second choice of the school of study that they want to teach and learn in. So those get rolled out, and teachers have been engaged in professional development over the summer for project-based learning so that they can make learning activities engaging for students, and students have some voice and choice in what they explore, again, rooted around their interests. So we're excited to see that roll out and have those teams work to where teachers are doing some project-based learning classes themselves and in collaboration with others, and just help making connections to, again, those areas of interest for students. At our elementary schools, we have done a lot of work this summer to prepare for rolling out a new math curriculum across the district. And one of the things that our kindergarten teachers and primary teachers identified is that we needed a stronger phonics program to help students learn to read. So Foundations will be rolled out this coming fall. We had a presentation at the board meeting, and there are lots of ways that students will learn letters and letter sounds through various means of using magnetic boards and a stuffed owl named Echo to help them learn their sounds and all of that, so that we can get students on a strong pathway to read. So that was exciting to share at the board meeting and to know that we'll have that good foundational piece there. We are also really excited to be able to offer more science kits at our elementary level. We have moved that through having just done one kit before with hands-on science learning to now three. So teachers were doing that, and we have a committee of teachers that have put together a fantastic website to support teachers in increasing that as well.
Now, Dr. Tallheimer, I understand that there's a new high ability program that's also going to be implemented this year.
That's correct, Kent. We have put in place a reboot of our high ability program, so there will be some self-contained classrooms for our highest high ability students at the Roosevelt STEAM Academy, and those will be some self-contained classrooms in an area there where those teachers will work in those pods and provide those students those advanced learning opportunities. But we've also done some things where Lisa Ernsberger, our director of high ability, and her guiding coalition have worked on curriculum around junior grade books and some other pieces so that we have better supports for our high ability students sprinkled throughout the district in other cluster programs and in differentiating instruction for those students and giving them that advanced learning. So we've been busy in all of those things in the background of the pandemic, and we are wanting to really be sure that we rebound from that strongly this coming year with some good programs.
Now, Dr. Tallheimer, you mentioned the pandemic and the concerns there. Would like to talk just a moment about something that I know a lot of people are curious about. The Elkhart Health Department has recommended masking up in schools for students and staff, and the CDC guidelines are recommending masking up in schools as well. At this point, though, it's my understanding in Elkhart that's an optional activity. Is that correct?
It is optional. We are echoing those recommendations. The health department and the other hospital systems and things that have encouraged us to do that, we are recommending that our advice to staff and to students who are not vaccinated is to do that. Our board has made the decision that those decisions need to be left to families, and we're trusting that people are going to do the right thing in that and be able to do that. We also do have to stress, though, that it is a mandate from the Department of Transportation for students to wear masks on buses. On any form of mass transportation, the Department of Transportation has asked for that, and school buses do fit within that, so students would need to have masks to ride our buses, and then they would be able to easily keep those and wear those during the school day if they and their family so choose, and particularly if they've not been vaccinated.
All right. Well, our guest today is Dr. Steve Thalhimer. He is the superintendent of the Elkhart Community Schools. I really appreciate you taking time to visit with me and certainly wish you the very best as we get rolling with this school year.
We appreciate it, Kent, and thank you so much.